feller up, whatever you do. Man, you feeling so good, you need to go back and tell Lester Flatt to give you some Martha White biscuits. Oh, it's good. It's real. It's good to see everybody, and howdy. Welcome to our portion of Lester Flatt's Great Bluegrass Festival. We'd like to say, are you folks enjoying yourself and having a lot of fun here at Lester's Festival? Thank you. Well, as I always say, like a broken record, I hope me and the Sunny Mountain Boys don't come out here and spoil the evening for you. I'll tell you that. I'll introduce the boys to you real quick, so you'll know which ones are doing the picking and singing when he comes up to do his part on the show. Then after the show, you can meet him over there to our little bus and call him by the right names, because the fellas that's working me today gets madder than Dickens if you call him anything else besides the right names. I'll tell you that. You can come over to our little wheel bar and you can get their autograph and buy our new album. Reason why I call them our little wheel bar is Lester's got that big bus over there, and mine's a little wheel bar sitting back this side of it with my name on it. I'll introduce the boy over here who's just come from Nebraska down to Nashville, and he's come along with us to try out and play a fiddle. He said he'd been playing a bluegrass fiddle for 15 years, and we're going to try to make a bluegrass picker out of him. I've never heard of anybody playing a banjo or a bluegrass picker from Nebraska, but we'll try to make one out of him. Tim Murphy with the fiddle over there. Give him a nice hand. He's a good boy. Kenny Ingram said he'll do in a rush. From Baltimore, Maryland, nice hand for the mandolin player, and he sings tenor sometimes, sings baritone other times, and he stands on his own 2 feet the rest of the time. Nice hand for Harold Davis, would you? On the big bass fiddle back here from the good state of Pennsylvania, in a little town called Hanover. And if you look at her, it like to be a hangover, didn't it? She said, that ain't what I'm talking about, Gloria, losing weight. She said, not anymore, she's losing weight. Nice hand for Gloria Bell, would you? Let's hear it for Gloria. Long time away from home, about 5 years. He worked for me about 2 years, and I helped learn him to sing baritone and just a couple of licks on a five-string banjo. And Lester Flatt paid him a bunch of money and kept him for 5 years and fed him Martha White biscuits. And you can see, now he's going to come back to me and eat cornbread and lose it all. And it's real good to get to see Kenny back picking on the stage with me again. He's been one of the three of the finest five-string banjo players I've ever had with me, and I welcome him back and hope he stays with me as long as I'm in bluegrass music. Nice hand for Kenny Ingram, would you? Have fun, everybody. I see right now we're going to have fun. It's a nice crowd here. I always like to play Lester Flatt's festival because it's such a good people. Some of the festival we play, I enjoy trying to play for them, but they really don't understand what we're doing. I like to come over here. You people understand this bluegrass music. Some of these places we play, they don't even understand no kind of it. Don't care. Just jump and holler. That's all. Let's go.